This is concerning James Janesek, J-A-N-E-S-A-K, date of birth 9/21/1954. Mr. Janesek is here as primary care patient to discuss his blood pressure. He was doing quite well on valsartan 100 milligrams daily, but he did receive a new batch of medication from the supplier, and within 2 weeks of receiving it, his blood pressure started to climb. It was 140 over 90, then 151 over 94. In December 17th of last year, 186 over 101. December 19th, 160 over 96. Starting the 20th of December, he increased his losartan to 160 milligram every 12 hours. 12/22, the blood pressure is 140 over 93, and it has gradually improved daily since. Most recently, his blood pressure was 127 over 89 as of yesterday, 121 over 82 the day before. The biggest concern for him will be whether that gets too low when he takes it twice a day. But if we find that, we may end up doing valsartan 100 milligram daily every day, and then maybe Monday, Thursday, and Saturday we would do, or Monday, Wednesday, Friday, we would do something like 160 twice a day. We will see how the blood pressure stabilizes, but he may have to adjust it slightly if it becomes less than 100 over 50 regularly. Medications, in addition to the valsartan, he's also on hydrochlorothiazide 12.5 milligram and the bisoprolol with hydrochlorothiazide 5/6.25 milligram. So we would not like to change any of those medications. Also, the cabergoline at 0.5 milligram, 1/2 tablet a week, and his Lescol extended release 80 milligram daily for hyperlipidemia. Physical exam, weight 221 pounds, and which is stable, pulse 55, and blood pressure 128 over 76. Neck is supple, there's no jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear without rales, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen soft, non-tender, no ascites, no peripheral edema. Assessment and plan, hypertension, requiring an increased dose of valsartan. He's now going to take 160 milligram twice a day, and we sent that to his mail order pharmacy. He does use one specific manufacturer, and we will continue to have him use that manufacturer. He should continue to monitor blood pressure twice a day and report to us any blood pressures 90 over 60 or less, and symptoms of low blood pressure would also need to be reported, including dizziness and severe fatigue, and the patient agrees to do so. And he will have a follow-up visit with this practice as needed. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.